you blessed by our worship team or what? Can we give it up for our worship and tech teams? Oh my gosh. That was so special. Well, in case you're new here, my name is Dave, and I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team. And if you're new here, we're super glad that you're with us. And we're one church in many locations, so I always like to start the message by saying hi to everybody at our different locations. So aloha to all of you at our Kailua High School location and Pearl Correctional Center locations, Hinamauka, those of you joining us online, of course, all of you here at our Kaneohe Theaters. We're glad that you're with us. Church family, let's give it up for our church family around the area. Glad that you guys are with us. There we go. Okay, there's a way to start. Hey, so we're starting this new series called Breakthrough. And I want to ask you this real quick. All of our locations is, where do you need a breakthrough of God's power in your life? So think about areas where you're having difficulty. And that may be an area where you need a breakthrough, where God comes through and helps change circumstances. For some of you may say, Dave, I need a relational breakthrough. You know, we've been having some issues, and I need God's breakthrough power to come in and help us resolve some of the issues we've been having. Others of you might say, Dave, I need a financial breakthrough. You know, I've been struggling financially, and I need God's power to bless our finances. Others of you might say, Dave, I need a health breakthrough. You know, I've been having some health issues. Kind of reminds me of the story of this old man. He is a 93-year-old widow, and he went to the doctor to get a checkup. And a couple weeks later, the doctor saw this old man walking around town with this beautiful young woman on this old man's arm. And so the doctor asked the old man, hey, what are you doing? And the old man replied, well, I'm just following your advice, doc. And the doctor said, well, what advice are you talking about? The old man said, well, you told me to get a hot mama and to be cheerful. And the doctor said, no, I said, you have a heart murmur. Be careful. But regardless of whether you thought that was funny or not, it doesn't matter. If you didn't think it was funny, it's just because you don't have a sense of humor. But I mean, no, I'm totally kidding. No, but I was hearing that story and I thought, you know what? We often misunderstand what it takes to have a breakthrough, you know? And that's so true for us too as followers of Christ. We think that if we do this, then we'll have a breakthrough. We do that, we'll have a breakthrough. Well, today we're going to clear the air and we're going to help you see what God says we can do to position ourselves to have a breakthrough. And we're going to study a story in the Bible where King David, who is in the Old Testament of the Bible, where he had a major breakthrough. And we're going to learn to see what did David do in order for those breakthroughs to happen so we can see what we can do to position ourselves for breakthrough. So let me give you the backdrop of this story, okay? So King David had just been anointed the king of Israel. And his enemy, the Philistines, were not happy about King David becoming the king. So they wanted to kill King David and his army, so they plotted to attack him. David hears about that. And he's concerned because this Philistine army was twice the size of King David's army. And so he knew the odds were against him. This was a massive battle he is about to face. So what does David do? He inquires of God. He says, God, should I go attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? God says, yes, go attack them. They do. They get into this huge battle. David's army wins. And I want you to see how David responds after this victory of beating the Philistines. Here's what David said. He said, God has broken through against my enemies just as water breaks through a dam. That's why the place was called Baal Perazim. Now, what does Baal Perazim mean? It literally means the God of the breakthrough. Now, if you're new to the Bible, God has many different names in the Bible. And he has different names because they describe his character, and these different names describe what he does as well. And so God is a God who does breakthroughs. Now, what does that mean? Well, David actually described visually what God of the breakthrough means. And so he describes it as like water bursting through a dam. So it's kind of like this. This is how I say it. God has unlimited power in heaven, unlimited power at his disposal, like a dam that's holding back huge water. And when he shows up and does a breakthrough, he breaks through your difficulty and floods your difficulty with his power, with his favor, with his victory, with his support. That's what God of the breakthrough means. Aren't you glad we serve a God who's called the God of the breakthroughs? I mean, seriously. And I want you to think about what just a few feet of water can do. 3 or 4 feet of water can actually lift up a car that weighs thousands of pounds and move it down the street. Just a few feet of water can move a house off its foundation and take it down the flooding river. And so what David is saying is, hey, your circumstances may be so insurmountable. Your difficulty may seem too big, but nothing's too big for this God of the breakthrough. He can break through any difficulty and flood your situation with his power and just change things for good. And so we're going to talk about how do we position ourselves for that. Now, this last year, our church needed a breakthrough in a big way because the seats that you're sitting in here at our Kaneohe campus were not leather recliners about 7 months ago. And so we were notified by Regal Cinemas that they were going to be doing 6 months of construction. So they basically told us, hey, you guys got to go find a temporary location for your church while we put these new leather recliners in that people will sit in and fall asleep in while you're preaching. And I'm just kidding, seeing if you're listening. And so I was like, oh man, we got to find a place for us to move our church to. Now, here's the challenge for us as a church is because of the size of our church, we need a location that has 400 parking spaces. That's pretty hard to find in Kaneohe. And so we found a school that we could move our church to temporarily, but it only had about 325 parking spaces. And this we know. If you move to a place that has less parking than what you have in attendance, your church will shrink down to the size of your parking capabilities. So I was like, man, we need a bigger place that has more than 325 parking stalls. So we kept praying, and it was about 3 weeks before they were going to start construction where we'd have to move out of here, and we had no location yet. So we had been asking the mall, we'd been looking around, and we'd asked the mall, hey, can we move into the former Sports Authority? And the mall's like, no, sorry. We have another tenant that's going to be moving in there, so we made an agreement with them. Sorry, we can't lease the former Sports Authority to you. And we're like, oh, shucks, because there's a lot of parking here at the mall. So we just kept believing, we kept looking around, but we couldn't find a place that had parking. So it's 3 weeks now before we have to move out. We have no location. I get an email, and it's from the Windward Mall, and they said, hey, through an unusual change of circumstances, the former Sports Authority is now available, and you can now lease that if you would like, 7-day lease, and you can lease it week to week. I was like, we will take it. Because the God of the breakthrough came through. What he did was, the circumstances weren't unusual. It's just the God of the breakthrough came in and changed the circumstances in our favor. And he opened up the doors for us, doors that were impossible to open. I tried so many times to get those doors open to Sports Authority, and they just wouldn't open until God opened them. So then they told us, they said, well, you'll be on a week-to-week lease, so we can give you 7 days' notice, and then you'll have to leave because the new tenant's going to be moving in. And they'll probably move in October. Like, the probability of them moving in October is about 98%. So just get ready to leave in October. And we're like, okay, so we're preparing. Well, October comes, and guess what? The tenant didn't move in. Thank you, Jesus. And then November comes, and the God of the breakthrough kept them out through November. And then December comes, and now all the construction in the seats that you're sitting in was now complete. And then God says, okay, now you guys can go back to Regal. The God of the breakthrough, Baal Perazim, provided us his place. Give him all the glory and praise. It's awesome. It was so God. Now, I want to talk about what we were doing on our end in order for us to position ourselves for that breakthrough. And we're also going to learn this because this is what David did. So the first step, if you want a breakthrough, whatever area you want a breakthrough in, this is the first thing you need to be doing. You may want to write this down. You need to be praying. Now, as you read the Bible, most miracles, most breakthroughs occurred where people were praying first. Not all of them, but most of them. So you need to be praying. Now, I want you to see how David prayed. Because he had a very action-oriented prayer. Take a look at this. So David inquired of God, shall I go attack the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands? Notice David's prayer is action-oriented. He says, God, what do you want me to do? He didn't pray prayers that we like to pray, and these prayers kind of go like this. Hey, God, I want you to handle things without me doing anything. And so we'll pray things like this. God, bless my finances. I don't want to follow a budget. I don't want to save any money, but just bless my finances, right? We love to pray prayers like that. We get in a relationship situation. We need a relational breakthrough, and this is how we pray. Oh, God, this person is so difficult. They're so irritating and annoying. So, God, I need a relational breakthrough. God, the next time they're annoying me, you shut them up. Just shut them up. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name I pray. Amen. And we pray these inaction-oriented prayers where we're saying, God, you handle this. But David's saying, no. I have some advice for you guys at New Hope. He says, when I prayed for my breakthrough, I prayed, God, what do you want me to do? So a better prayer for a relationship breakthrough would be this. Do pray, God, you change them. God, please change them. But here's a better prayer. God, you change them. And then, God, what do you want me to change in? How do you want me to change so that we can have a relational breakthrough? God, next time that I'm getting annoyed and irritated with them, God, would you help me to be quick to listen, slow to speak, so I then can be slow to anger? Would you help me to do that on my part? Some of you may pray, God, do you want us to go to Christian counseling? The point is that you pray an action-oriented prayer. Instead of praying, God, bless our finances, maybe you pray this. God, will you help me stick to a budget so that I spend less? Or here's one, you're going to buy something that costs several hundred dollars. God, before I buy that, are you okay with me using your money to buy that? This money you helped me earn? Are you okay with me buying that? And you ask him before you take action. Last year, I have a phone that's 3 years old, and last year my phone was just annoyingly slow. It was crashing a lot. It was locking up. And I had money saved, so I was like, you know, God, is it okay if I get a new phone? And I was getting excited because I had money saved. This phone was 3 years old, you know, and I thought, yeah, of course he's going to be fine with me getting a phone. So then that Sunday, Pastor Hanzo was giving a message, and this is the scripture that Hanzo preached around, and it's this verse. Oh, sorry, that's the next step. I'll come back to that. Actually, let me come back to it. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, sorry, it's third service. I'm like way ahead of myself. So Hanzo preaches this message, and he shows this scripture that I hate this scripture sometimes seeing it, but it says, godliness comes with contentment. In other words, that if you're godly, you learn to be content. So Hansel's preaching on that, and I'm sitting in the audience just like you, and then he goes to say this, and he didn't know that I was wanting to get a new phone. And then he says, hey, some of you might want to get a new phone, but you just need to learn to be content with it. Oh my. Why did I let him preach today? I should fire that guy. And I knew, like many of you know, sometimes God will give a message directly to you through a service, right? I knew God was saying to me, Dave, you need to learn to be content with that annoyingly slow phone that crashes a lot. So now I had to get into the battle of obeying God, because that's what David did. Once David prayed, he had to obey God and go face his enemy. So now I had to face the battle of dealing with my discontentment with this phone that was crashing and annoyingly slow. And so I was just like, oh, God, help me. And so week after week, I'm dealing with this phone that just kept locking up, and I was trying to troubleshoot it, and nothing's working, and I was just like, oh, help me learn to be content. Well, after about a couple months, I actually became more content with that phone. And then a few weeks ago, my phone stops holding a charge. So you charge it up all night, you turn on the phone, 15 minutes later, it's completely dead. So I knew, okay, it needs a new battery. I was like, okay, I know God doesn't want me to get a new phone, but I think God's okay with me getting a $29 battery for my phone. So I set up an appointment at Apple, and I go in, and this Apple tech, he helps me out. And I don't know, have you guys ever seen that movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High? This is an old movie, okay? But there's this, like, stoner guy with long hair. His name's Jeff Spicoli. Is that his name? Spicoli. And he kind of talked like this, dude. You know, he was, like, surfer guy in a VW van. And so I walk in, and I kid you not, this Apple Tech guy is just like Jeff Spicoli. He's all, hey, man, how's it going? I was like, righteous, dude. No, that is it. That is it. He's all, hey, man, let me see your phone, right? He's totally cool. And he's all, oh, can I take your case off? Yeah, take it off. He's all, oh, dude. I was all, what? He's all, your battery's swelling. I'm like, what does that mean? He's all, you qualify for a brand new iPhone, dude. I was like, yeah! What? I was like, what? And so then, you know, 5 minutes later, I have a brand new iPhone. I didn't pay nothing. I wasn't even under warranty. Come on, baby. The God of the iPhone breakthrough came through. I was like, yeah. So I was with my daughter. Yeah, I was dropping her off at college, and we were walking out of that Apple store. And I was telling her, I said, you know, months ago, I prayed for a new phone, and God said no. So I was praying, and I was obeying and dealing with my discontentment, and things were, you know, I was learning to be content with it. And God didn't want me to get a new phone, I told her, because he knew he was going to give me a new phone through Apple. And I said, I'm really glad for that because your school, college bills are super expensive. I didn't tell her that, but I thought about it. And so that's my point. I know it's a really, like, Manini example, but, like, it's a small example of a breakthrough. But here's my point. Once you start praying, here it is, you need to be obeying, even if you don't feel like it. And that's what David did. How do you think David felt when he was going to face an army twice his size? He's like, we could die. But he obeys God, trusts him, and believes, and then the God of the breakthrough floods the battlefield with his power, and David had victory. So if you want to have more breakthroughs in your life, you got to be praying, and you need to be, say it with me, obeying. So that's what David did. The Lord answered him, go, I will deliver them into your hands. So David and his men went. You see the action? They went up to Baal Perazim, and there David defeated them with God's power. And so I want you to notice something about breakthroughs, okay? This is pretty key, because many of you are in battles right now. You're in a battle at your work, you're in a battle in a relationship, or you're in a battle financially, or you have a health battle. You need to know this, that battles often precede breakthroughs. You may want to write that down. First you have battles, then breakthroughs. You'll see this over and over in the Bible, that there was first a battle, then God's power showed up once they obeyed God. So they're praying and obeying, battles and breakthroughs, battles and breakthroughs. Some of you are having a relational breakthrough. A relational battle right now. Maybe you're having communication issues. I would be praying, God, what do you want me to do to have a relational breakthrough? God, what do you want us to do? Oh, you want us to say we're sorry? Ah, how many times have I said I'm sorry? You want us to go to Christian counseling? Ah, I don't got time for that. You need to do what God's asking you to do. So you're praying and you're obeying, and then you position yourself for a breakthrough relationally. Say, God, we need a breakthrough in our health. And God says, okay, I want you to go to the doctor, and I want you to do what he's telling you to do. And so you're praying, and then you're obeying. Battles, then breakthroughs. Battles, then breakthroughs. That's so important. And this is why, folks, we don't have as many breakthroughs, is that we start praying, and then God tells us to do something, and sometimes we don't want to do it, and then we don't do it, and God says, I'm not going to flood your situation until you obey me. Does that make sense? You know, us as parents, we're like that. If you have kids, you know how that can go, is you're not going to reward your kids when they disobey you, right? Like you tell your kids, you know, go do that, and they're like, I'm not going to do that. Are you going to bless them? Well, let me just bless you then. Let me just bless your disobedience. No good parent would do that, and God doesn't either. He wants us to pray and then obey. Now, some of you might be sitting there going, but Dave, I have been, like, Dave, I've been praying, I've been obeying for years, and I've had no breakthrough in this area. And so, kind of discouraged, Dave, kind of frustrated in that area. And if that's you, let me tell you, I totally get that. If you follow Christ for many years, you'll see that there are just some areas where breakthroughs don't happen, or they happen in really long periods of time. And so if that's you, if you're in a situation where you've been praying and you've been obeying, but God hasn't done a breakthrough, let me share with you two things about breakthroughs. There's two types of breakthroughs that happen. The first one is this. You're going to want to write this down. Is the first type of breakthrough is called a circumstantial breakthrough. And that's what we experience with Sports Authority. God changed the circumstances. He opened up Sports Authority, and that happened. So this is where he changes your situation. He does something. The circumstances go in your favor. Maybe you get the promotion. The situation changes, and it's obviously a God thing. That's a circumstantial breakthrough. And God will do this many, many times in your life. He's already done it in your lives, whether you've seen it or not. With your own eyes, he's done this many times. God will do many miracles in your life, but there are also many times he won't do a miracle, where he won't change the circumstances. And instead of doing a circumstantial breakthrough, here's what he'll do. He'll do an internal breakthrough. Now, what's an internal breakthrough? That's where he doesn't change your circumstances, but he changes you inside. Years ago, my wife was a newer Christian, and she was in a small group, and she had a mentor. And by the way, getting in a small group is a great way to find mentors. And if you don't have a godly mentor, let me encourage you to find one. They can help you grow so much in your relationship with Christ. So she was with her mentor, and they were in the small group. And she says to her, she says, I've been praying, and my circumstances aren't changing. So she says to her mentor, why should I keep praying if my circumstances aren't changing? And her mentor wisely responded and said, if God doesn't change your circumstances, he'll change you in your circumstances. That's why you need to keep praying, Lisa. Because if God's not going to change your circumstances, he will change you if you let him change you in your circumstances. I thought, thank God. And my wife was in that small group. Thank God for this mentor who gave her wise counsel. See, God may not always change your circumstances, but if you let him, he'll change you. What will he change internally? Sometimes he changes your attitude. You'd be sitting there and you had a bad attitude towards your situation. Now you have more of a grateful attitude. Instead of grumbling, you're more grateful for the job, or you're grateful for your spouse, or you're more grateful for whatever difficulty is happening. Sometimes he changes just your heart towards a situation where you're more responsive to him. Sometimes the internal changes, he's going to give you more strength, where he give you the strength to keep on keeping on in your difficulty, where you don't give up and bail. Sometimes the internal changes, he keeps you from quitting. You want to quit, and he's like, no, don't leave that job yet. No. Or no, don't buy that iPhone. No, I got a better plan. And he helps you to be content, to not give up, and to push through what you're going through. Sometimes the internal changes, you start to trust him more. Like, can I give you an example? The Sports Authority thing. When we were waiting for a location, it wasn't too hard for me to trust God to provide a location, because he's provided us over 13 locations in the last 17 years for our church. Like, I'd already learned to trust him to provide us a location, because I had already been through so many other location battles before. Does that make sense? So this is so important, is when he doesn't change the circumstance, he'll often do an internal breakthrough. Now, let me also say this too. Sometimes the circumstantial breakthroughs happen years later. We're going to read some of these stories in the Bible during this series where we're going to see years later God will break through your difficult circumstances. But while you're waiting, this is what he's doing, as much as you're willing to cooperate with him. Does that make sense? Now, what do you do when you're waiting for a circumstantial breakthrough and you're going through this and it's a difficult battle? What do you do? Well, God wants to provide you support. Let's go back to David's story. When David was facing this Philistine army that wanted to take him out, God provided David a whole army of people to support him on the battlefield. God wants to provide you people to help you go through the difficulties you're going through. And one of the ways he provides you warriors and godly support is through small groups. And if you're new here, a small group is where you meet during the week with a few of your friends, and you meet for about an hour and a half. We have curriculum. You can follow it, and it's super easy to follow it, and it just helps you get the support you need to get through what you're going through. David had godly warriors supporting him. God wants to provide you some godly warriors, and I would encourage you to consider getting into one of our breakthrough small groups. Let me show you what we're going to be covering in our breakthrough small groups. They're starting this week. We're going to be covering the life of Abraham and the breakthroughs he had and how to keep believing when you're doubting God while you're waiting. You'll learn how to do that when you attend that small group. Another week, we're going to learn from Noah how to wait for a breakthrough. Noah had to wait many, many years for a breakthrough. How did he wait? What can we learn from him? Then we're going to learn from Joseph how to press through quitting points and how to cooperate with the internal breakthroughs when we feel like giving up and when we're treated unfairly and when we're abused by people we work with and so on. Super good teaching there from Joseph. We're going to learn from Rebecca's secrets to breakthroughs. And then we're going to learn from Esther finding courage for breakthroughs. And a lot of the breakthroughs you're going to experience will require courage because you got to face a battle that you may not want to face. So where do we find the courage for that? And then Jesus, we're going to learn how to overcome some of the worst days of our lives. And so I'd encourage you to get into a small group. And how do you do that? You go to guest services after service here, and we'll provide you with these materials. We have these DVD-driven small groups led by Pastor Chris Hodges. You don't have to know anything about the Bible. You don't have to ever have led a small group. We will lead it for you. All you need is a DVD player or a computer or a TV with Wi-Fi connectivity, and we will lead that small group for you. You just grab a few friends of yours, you grab a few of these free resources at guest services after church, and we will lead your small group. And what you do is you just meet for an hour and a half. A lot of you can do it during work at lunchtime. Many of you do that. A lot of you have work breakthrough small groups. You can meet in the evening. If you don't have a few friends you want to grab together, you can join an existing small group, and our guest services would be glad to help you with that. But here's the thing. A lot of those things that I just covered that are going to be covered in the small groups, we're not going to have time to cover that all on Sunday. So it's so important to get into a small group so you can learn all these keys to breakthroughs. Another thing that's super helpful, and this is what helped me with our Sports Authority breakthrough, was that, like, people came up to me like, Dave, how come you're not stressing? Like, the church doesn't have a location yet, and we hadn't gotten Sports Authority yet, and they're like, church doesn't have a location, and why aren't you stressing about that? And I was like, well, honestly, I've seen God provide before, but he also gave me a promise to hold on to while I'm waiting. Now, David, when he faced his battle, he had a promise. He said, God, should I go face this enemy? God says, go. I'll give you victory over him. So David held on to that victory and faced this enormous army. He held on to that promise before the breakthrough happened. While we were waiting for location, I was holding on to a promise that God gave me. I was doing my daily devotions. That just means I was reading my Bible. And one morning, God gave me a promise. And he basically used the promise and said, Dave, that's for you. Don't worry about Sports Authority. I promise I'm going to provide a place for you. He gave me a promise. So every time I started to worry a little bit about, oh gosh, Lord, it's 3 weeks. We still don't have a location. Like, I need a place. I just remembered that promise. I held on to that. Now, I want to encourage you. The Bible has over 6,000 promises for you to hold on to. There are over 6,000 in here. And God wants to give you promises to hold on to while you're in the battles before your breakthroughs. And this is why it's so important to read the Bible, you know. In fact, honestly, the number one thing that happens when I read this is I get encouraged. God wants to encourage you by reading these words. And he'll give you a promise where he'll breathe on a scripture and go, that's for you. And you go, oh, I need that. And then you hold on to it like David did when you start to worry, when you start to get concerned. This is why it's so important for you to read the Bible regularly. So what we've done is we've put together in our small group resource what we call as daily devotions. And in it, we have some scriptures for you to read super quick. And then you will start to expose yourselves to some of God's words so he can speak to you. And let me say this. The number one primary way that God speaks to us is through his written words here. So if you want to hear God speak to you, you got to get in this book. I like to say it this way. This is kind of like God's cell phone. You know, some of you are like, do you ever wish like God had a cell phone? Be like, hey, God, hey, man, here, I got a situation. I need to talk to you. This is God's cell phone to you. You start getting into it. And some of you, you're like, I just don't hear God speaking. First question I always ask people when they say, I just don't hear God speaking. First question I ask them is, are you in God's word? I kind of slipped away from that. Okay, just flip open God's word. Get that old flip phone out. And then let him speak to you. It's one of the number one ways he'll talk to you. And let me just say something real quick. This isn't in my notes, but I really felt impressed to say this. Some of you, you really struggle getting in this book regularly. And you know who you are. And for some of you, you're like, I just don't understand it. Or others of you are like, I'm just too busy. Or you say, it's kind of boring. Can I encourage you to fight those feelings? Because one of the number one reasons you struggle getting in this book is because your spiritual enemy doesn't want you reading these words. He doesn't want you getting any promises from God. He doesn't want you encouraged by the Holy Spirit from these words. He doesn't want you to come out of doubting God. He wants to discourage you. So he'll convince you, don't read that. Oh, you read through it once before. You're too busy. It's boring. You didn't understand it. You fight that. And you go, I may not understand this part, but I'm going to keep reading until I understand it. And go to the book of Proverbs, man. You'll understand that. It's super understandable. Get a translation that makes sense to you. And then just go, hello. Speak to me, because I want to kill some people at work right now. Okay, please stop me before I do that. Okay, thank you. I'm joking, of course, but. All right, so let's get into God's word, amen? Let's do it. So, and you can pick up these resources at guest services. So, we need to be praying, we need to be obeying, and then lastly, this one's super important, this is the last thing David did, is we need to be expecting. Praying, obeying, and say it with me. Expecting. This is so important. If you want more breakthroughs, you need to expect God to help you with your breakthrough. David went on that battlefield. The odds were against him, but he expected God to do what he said he was going to do. And as a result, the God of the breakthrough showed up. Jesus said it this way. Look at Matthew 9. Jesus said, according to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, that means your trust and confidence in my power. It will be done to you. So at all of our locations, real quick, why don't you think about this? What are you expecting God to do in the area that you have a difficulty in? Hey, think about that. So you got some relational difficulties. What are you expecting God to do? Now, some of you, if you're just honest, and I've felt this way before, is you're like, man, I've been praying. I've been going to church for a long time, and I've still got issues. Honestly, I'm not expecting God to do much because I haven't seen him do much in our relationship. Or some of you, I say, what are you expecting God to do in your finances? So you're like, man, I've been in financial struggles for years. Honestly, Dave, I'm not expecting him to do much in our finances. Some of you are like, Dave, I'm not expecting God to do much on the job. I've been praying for my job situation there for years, man, and I'm just not seeing the changes, Dave. So it's hard for me to expect. Some of you might say, Dave, I'll never get married. Dave, I'll never finish school. Dave, I don't think I'll ever see my wayward kid get back on the right path. I don't know if I'll ever discover God's plans and purposes for my life. And if that's you, if you feel like you're at a dead end where you're not expecting God for much, congratulations. Because when you're at a dead end, you are prepared for breakthrough. So many breakthroughs in the Bible started where people were at a dead end, where they're like, the odds are impossible, this army's too big, these struggles are real, and it's just not changing. And so if you feel that way, congratulations, because Baal Perazim, the God of the breakthrough, wants to help you set yourself up for a breakthrough. Don't give up. You are positioned where God can help you get through what you're going through. Now, many of you, I want to just say this. Some of you, you're like, Dave, you know, thanks for the encouragement, but man, my marriage just ended, or it ended a few years ago, and like you're telling me, oh, have hope for my marriage. It ended. You know, my dreams in this area ended. And if that's you, can I just say this? First of all, and I mean this, like, I'm sorry for the pain that you're going through, because trust me, I've gone through a lot of gnarly stuff myself, and I encourage you to grieve. Grieve the loss of your dream, that your dream didn't happen as you had hoped. Grieve that. But don't stay discouraged. God can give you a new dream. So grieve the loss of that dream. But then ask the God of the breakthrough for a new dream. Because God's not finished with you yet. You wouldn't be breathing still if God didn't have more in store for you. Some of you, you have all these dark clouds over you, and you're like, Dave, my life is so dark and so discouraging, and I feel so defeated. Listen, those aren't clouds of discouragement. That's not, that darkness that's over you, you know what that is? Those are God's, his clouds forming over you. They're clouds that are forming God's flooding breakthrough power that's going to start storming, and it's going to start getting great, and he's going to flood your situation, your difficulty with his power. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. That darkness is just clouds forming with his powerful power coming through. He's going to break through. So you just hang in there. Don't you give up. Don't you give up on your dreams. Just ask God for new dreams. He's got plans for you. Don't give up. With my eyes of faith, I'm telling you, there are breakthroughs happening. All week I was preparing for this message. God's like, Dave, you need to tell them to start expecting me to do more. Some people aren't expecting anything. They need to expect me to do something. You start praying, you start obeying, you start expecting. Whatever situation you're struggling with, don't expect a trickle. If you expect trickle, you'll get a trickle of God's power. If you expect a little stream of God's power, you'll get a stream of God's power. Don't do that. Expect overflow. Expect this flood of God's power to come into your life. God has something new for you, you guys, this year. That's some pretty good preaching. I'm going to amen myself there, Pastor. Don't give up, you guys. Start dreaming. Start asking God. Be praying and be obeying and expecting him to do something new. You want a new career? Then God, what do you want me to do? Are you cool with me leaving? You cool with me getting a new job? You start praying. You start obeying. You expect God to do something with your job. If you got financial issues, start praying, obeying, expecting God to do breakthroughs. Listen, New Hope, don't miss this. God's going to do some financial breakthroughs in your lives, you guys. He's going to do it. He's just waiting for you. He's ready. He's like, stop asking me to bless your finances. Start asking me what I want you to do with your finances. You start praying, start obeying me. I'm going to bless your socks off and your slippers, and I'm going to bless everything off of you. I'll bless your finances to start doing what I'm asking you to do. It's not going to be as hard as you think it is. Some of you need relational breakthroughs. God's going to do it. So listen, you guys. Okay, I don't normally talk like this. Is this true? I'm telling you, I don't. If you're new here, I don't do this, okay? Some of you have a marriage that's on the brink of divorce, and God's going, hello, I'm going to change it. But you need to start changing more. Stop trying to change them. You change you. I'm going to change you. Stop trying to change them. You work on you, I'll work on them. And so you change what you can change, which is you. And let God change you. You go to counseling. Dave, they won't go to counseling with me. So you go.
Well, I don't need as much as they do.
Okay, that's probably true. But at least you can get the support and encouragement that you need while you're waiting for your breakthrough, while you're in your battle before the breakthrough. God's going to help you, I'm telling you. Some of you need a breakthrough with your health. God, what do you want me to do? Well, I want you to exercise some more. I want you to go to the doctor. I don't know. But do what he's saying. You be praying, you be obeying, and you be expecting. And here's the most important thing. You throw yourself into this series. This is a spiritual growth campaign for 6 weeks. Give me 6 weeks of your time, okay? You get in a small group, grab a few friends, get in a small group. You get into God's word daily. You come here on Sundays, and you let God speak to you. I'm telling you, he's going to position you for a breakthrough. Now, for some of you, those breakthroughs are going to happen the next couple weeks. For some of you, it's going to happen a couple months. And for some of you, it's going to happen a couple years. But you're going to look back and say, I'm so glad I was praying, I was obeying, I was expecting. Because when the God of the breakthrough comes, it's amazing. New Hope, don't expect a trickle. You need to expect a flood. Don't expect a stream. You need to expect a tidal wave of God's power coming, you guys. Just expect Baal Perazim to show up where you're like, we got to name this place Baal Perazim because the God of the breakthrough showed up. Can I get a good amen, everyone? Woo! Praise God. Man, I feel out of character right now. You guys are like, wow, I've never seen him do that. Let's pray, okay? Let's go before him right now. Father, thank you so much for your encouragement today. Thank you for this series. Lord, I just, you know, you've been working on me for a couple weeks in this message, and you know my expectations were kind of low. I haven't been expecting enough of you. And so, Lord, for others here that feel that way, we just ask that you forgive us for that. We want to renew our faith, God, and we want to be expecting you to do more. And so, Jesus, thank you that when we're praying and obeying and expecting, we position ourselves for breakthrough. And God, thank you for the many circumstantial breakthroughs you've done. Thank you, God, that when you don't do circumstantial breakthroughs, at least you do internal breakthroughs. Sometimes those are the best breakthroughs ever. And so, God, I pray for both. I pray for circumstantial breakthroughs in finances, in relationships, in jobs, in spiritual growth. God, in health. And I pray for internal breakthroughs. God, I pray where you move us from grumbling to gratitude, where we don't focus on what's wrong, but what's right. God, where we expect you to do more, where our attitudes change and our heart changes and we learn to trust you more. So God, change us. Change us. We're all in, God. Forgive us for the times we disobey. We heard you loud and clear today. We're gonna start praying. We're gonna be obeying. And we're going to be expecting you to do what only Baal Perazim can do. Thank you, Lord. While everybody's heads are bowed, for some of you, your next step is to begin a relationship with Jesus. That is the first step to breakthrough. And it's real simple. You just invite him into your heart. We'll teach you how to have a relationship with him. But you just invite him in. And when you invite him in, he'll forgive you of all your sins. Put his spirit inside of you, and he'll start to change the way you think, and he'll give you the power to change. It's breakthrough power, and he changes you a lot internally, and they're good changes that many of them you've wanted to make already, but you've struggled to make. Help you overcome your hang-ups and your hurts and your bad habits. So if that's you, you want to begin a relationship with him, I'm going to lead us in the time of prayer. We're going to pray this prayer with you so you don't have to pray it alone. So at all of our locations, if you want to begin a relationship with Jesus, just pray this prayer with us. Follow me, follow along with me as I say these words. Just say, and church families, let's pray this together. Just say, Jesus Christ, I turn from my sins and I turn to you. Please forgive me of my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my life leader. Help me to be praying. Help me to be obeying. And help me to be expecting you to do things in my difficulties. I give my life completely to you. And I am all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's congratulate those who said yes to Jesus. Very cool.